This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma lakal hamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa 'azimi sultanik. Wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure to welcome you to another episode. And this time we are studying the Hadith Jibril, which describes the three dimensions of Islam. I will read the Arabic part and then explain, inshallah. This is a Hadith once again narrated, reported by Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, the second caliph of Islam. أن عمر رضي الله عنه قال بينما نحن جلوس عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اطلع علينا رجل شديد بياض الثياب شديد سواد الشعر لا يرى عليه أثر السفر ولا يعرفه منا أحد حتى جلس إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأسند ركبتيه إلى ركبتيه ووضع كفيه على فخذيه وقال يا محمد أخبرني عن الإسلام فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله وتؤمن بالله وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا قال صدقت فعجبنا له يسأله ويصدقه قال فأخبرني عن الإيمان قال أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره قال صدقت قال فأخبرني عن الإحسان قال أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك قال فأخبرني عن الساعة قال ما المسؤول عنها بعالم من السعير قال فأخبرني عن أمارتها أماراتها قال أن تلد اللامة ربتها وأن ترى الحفاة العراة العالة رياشا يتطاولون في البنيان ثم انطلق فلبست مليا ثم قال يا عمر أتدري من السائل قلت والله ورسوله أعلم قال فإنه جبريل أتاكم يعلمكم دينكم عمر الخطاب reported We were sitting with the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, one day when a man appeared with very white clothes and very black hair. There were no signs of travel on him, and we did not recognize him. He sat down in front of the Prophet and rested his knees by his knees and placed his hands on his thighs. The man said, O Muhammad, tell me about Islam. The Prophet said, Islam is to testify there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. To establish prayer, to give charity, to fast the month of Ramadan, and to perform pilgrimage to the house if a way is possible. The man said, You have spoken truthfully. We were surprised that he asked him and then said, He was truthful. He said, Tell me about faith. The Prophet said, Faith is to believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the last day, and to believe in divine decree, good and bad. The man said, You have spoken truthfully. Tell me about Ihsan, excellence. The Prophet said, Ihsan is to worship Allah as if you see Him. For if you do not see Him, He surely sees you. Then the man left. The man said, You have spoken truthfully. The man left, I remained. The Prophet said to me, Umar, do you know who he was? I said, Allah and His Messenger knows best. The Prophet said, Verily, he was Jibreel who came to teach you your religion. This is a great tradition that encapsulates all dimensions of Islam. It is known as Hadith Jibril. Scholars call it the mother, Ummu Sunnah, the mother of the Sunnah, even as the Fatiha is called the mother of the book. It is a mutawatir tradition, meaning a tradition that has been reported by many, many chains of transmission. So it's something considered an evidence. There is no doubt about it going back directly to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Reported from 8 companions of the Prophet, including Umar ibn Khattab, Abu Huraira, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, Anas ibn Malik, Ibn Abbas, Abu Amir al-Ashari, and Jarir al-Bijli. It narrates the story of Jibreel appearing as a student. The Prophet was sitting with his companions, and suddenly a man appears as if from nowhere and walks and sits straight in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, almost touching his knees and placing his hand on his thighs and asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a number of important questions on Islam and the hour and the signs of the hour. He appears as if from nowhere, impeccably dressed and well-groomed, tidy appearance. He sits in front of the Prophet, very close, touching the knees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, raises questions about Islam, asks about Islam, Iman and Ihsan, and the hour and its signs. First question is about Islam. And the Prophet defines Islam as testifying the oneness of Allah and accepting the messengership of Rasulullah. And then the rest of the pillars, observing prayer, fast, charity, fast, and pilgrimage, if one can afford it. And Jibreel, the man said, "You are right." As soon as the companions heard this, they were really surprised. How come this man walks in, asks the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam questions, and then he says, "You are right, O Muhammad," as if he knows better. The second question is about Iman. "Muhammad, tell me about Iman." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam defines Iman as believing in the 6 tenets, Arkanul Iman, that is to believe in Allah, His angels, the scriptures, the messengers, the last day, and the decree, the providence that good and bad are decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third question is about Ihsan, excellence of the faith. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam defines excellence of faith as to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as though you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you. The hadith speaks of the three dimensions of Islam, namely Islam, Iman, and Ihsan. There are three levels. So ascending steps start from the first step and then proceed to the next one. The first is described as Islam, referring here to outward observances, testifying, and actions actually, prayer, charity, fasting, and pilgrimage. And then Iman, which is beliefs, cherishing the heart, internalizing the belief in Allah, belief in the angels, belief in the scriptures and the messengers, and the last day and the divine decree. And then the journey begins, of course, with the observance of the 5 pillars, next internalizing the verities of faith, and finally it reaches the stage of Ihsan, realizing excellence, actualizing that faith in such a way that one experiences, one feels the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dynamic nature of Islam, we already said before that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the explainer, interpreter. And therefore, the hadith is a tafsir of the Quran. So this dynamic nature of Islam is expressed in this hadith, expressed in many verses in the Quran. Here are two verses I have selected. First one is from Surah Al-Hujurat, Surah 49, verse 14. قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدُخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَإِنْ تُطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَا يَلِتُكُمْ مِنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. We don't say, we believe. Say, you believe not. You haven't believed yet. Rather say, we have submitted. For belief has not yet entered your hearts. If you obey God and His Messenger, He will not diminish for you anything of your deeds. Truly, Allah is forgiving and merciful. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 177, Allah says, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِكِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّنَا وَآتَى الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَى الزَّكَاةَ وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. It's not piety to turn your faces toward the east and west. Rather, piety is he who believes in God, the last day, the angels, the book, the prophets, and who gives wealth despite loving it to kinsfolk, orphans, the indigent, the traveler, the beggars, and for the ransom of slaves, and performs the prayer and gives the alms, and those who fulfill their oaths when they pledge them, and those who are patient in misfortune, hardship, and moments of peril. It is they who are the sincere, and it is they who are the reverent. So it's very clear that faith is not, Islam is not simply saying, I believe in Allah, and carrying out some rituals. It is much more than that. It involves real action, testing to the faith. So Jibril asked about the hour. Next question is, he asked about Mata Sa'a, when is the hour? The Prophet tells him, it's a mystery. Laysa al-mas'ul wa anha bi'alam min as-sa'il. The one who is asked doesn't know better than the one who is questioning. The one who is asked is not in any way better, more knowledgeable about it than the one who asks the question. So meaning it is a mystery known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then tell me about some of the signs of the hour. Here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answering him mentions two of the signs. Number one, rampant corruption and decline of moral standards in such a way their parents are mistreated. Children become bosses of their mothers. And talid al-amatu rabbataha, a woman will give birth to her master. Secondly, an taral urat al-afa ria shay yatatawaluna bil bunyan. People, nomads who were once poor, suddenly becoming rich and vying with one another. Poor, they were naked, they were barefooters, suddenly becoming super rich and competing with one another in building taller and taller mansions. So this hadith, what are the final points that we can deduce from this? Number one, that Islam is not a static thing. Instead, it is a dynamic journey. And of course, I do not want to go into more details because the rest of this series will be, you know, detailed discussions about this journey on the path of Islam. Briefly mention, this dynamic process consists of action, outward and inward, faith and spiritual experiences. And number two, asking questions. It's very important for us to ask questions, beneficial questions. If something is not clear, to ask question to learn. And this is why Jibril comes and shows the Sahaba how to ask questions, how to get there about the important issues. Another point here, humility to recognize one's ignorance. Because when the Prophet is asking about the hour, he says, "Laysa al-mas'ul anha bi'alam min as-sa'il." The one who is questioned about it doesn't know any better than the questioner himself. So, as Imam Malik said, "La adri nisful ilm." The humility to say, "I don't know." When you are asked about something you don't know, it is half of all knowledge. Actually, he said, "This is the first lesson I learned from my teachers." Another point is, it's very important for us, if you are a student of knowledge or a scholar teaching, to be appearing in public, well attired, well groomed. And another point we can understand from this is that angels can assume human form. Here is one example of Angel Jibreel coming in the form of human being and asking questions in order to teach the companions of the Prophet. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to enhance our knowledge and practice of Islam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.